One ambition in life was to be on Top of the Pops, and that was really all I really wanted to do in a specific sense. That is where I used to see Mark Bolan and people that made me want to be in a pop group, and all of a sudden we were on it, and we'd only been together a few months. That was very strange. It was difficult to know after that what to want. We don't really have any goals, we just want to keep making good records.
But did you miss her much? Well, hey, never gave her too much thought.
Soul backing vocalists we've used in a very subdued manner, I think, because a couple of the songs sounded like they could do with a bit of warmth from the vocal, and I don't have the warmest sounding vocal in the world, so I've been helped by various singers on this LP.
I'm not hurting anymore. I'm not hurting anymore. I've been bought and sold and I've been hung upside down. Just walk away to the foot of her stairs. She at the top with her head in the clouds. Wash easily led. Well, can you tell me that you were not? You unwashed and undressed. She with her head full of your cigarette. She is such a pretty one, wrapped up in needle cord and coincidence. And you don't know what to want till it's gone, 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 pretty gone. Somebody somewhere must pay. Somebody else will confess all your sins. You'll be saved, then you'll step on that face. She will laugh, she will kiss, she and tell. She is gone, she is pretty gone. She's under your thumb, oh you little man. And you don't know what you want till she's gone. When you said, won't you put on your dress and come down to Magazine Avenue? Won't you put on your dress and come down? Won't you put
on the media in general, they always have to have some kind of tag that they can attach to somebody in order for people to be able to understand you in a very simplistic way. And in order to be able to write three sentences about you in a small part of the pop page in the Daily Mirror or something, they have to say, you know, bookworm Lloyd Cole to open it. You know, they can't say Lloyd Cole has an pop group and reads books and is actually, in fact, not too intellectual at all. But, you know, they want one expression to hang on you. So, I mean, it's fair enough. As long as they don't start calling me Hunky Lloyd Cole, I don't really mind. Come down.
Sensitivity still wants. You were an angel. Did pretend. Jesse, honey, oh, you look so pale and old and so very ill at ease these days. So you tell yourself that you'll never win, and you drown your sins in amphetamine. Do you weary so of that bitter taste? Yes, but it in my face just to keep you entertained. Well, I can only love you. I have no option but to.
There have been alterations in the studio. Clive Langer has suggested a couple of times to me that I use a little more repetition after a couple of words, and this has worked quite nicely. I've said at the end of one song, I say, we will begin again. And then he said, maybe it'd be really nice if you just went, again. Again, and so little changes to the lyrics have been made at other people's suggestion. Sometimes they come up with ideas which we just cannot abide, though, and we just have to say, sorry, well, we're not doing that.
Once you were an angel, did nobody tell you? Jesse, honey, is it hard to take? Does it feel so bad to be 28? You were 23, and you could do anything. Open your mouth and you spit the gutter out. You spit the gutter out. I'm a summer rain. You will begin again. I'm the summer.
The difference between British groups and American groups is British groups generally tend to be much more thought out, a lot more clinical about things, and spontaneity is quite often subdued, not to say repressed. We are a very studied group, and there are very few guitar solos, there are very few self-indulgent bits, whereas I mean, if you listen to us next to an American group like the Long Riders or something these days, Then it's chalk and cheese. I don't really see us as sounding American at all. We might use the same instruments as these people, but I think that's really as far as it goes.
So we drink Spanish wine. We tell lies. We're killing time. We feel fine. Well, what's the crime?
the song is not so much about my relationship, but it does take ideas from my own life. And that is the first song I've ever written, which is vaguely autobiographical.
Walking in the pouring rain, walking with Jesus and Jane. Jane was in a turtleneck, I was much happier then.
Quite a lot of the time, Jesus is just in my song as a device. Walking with Jesus and Jane is walking with a girl and being blessed at the same time, really. This was the idea behind that. And it was just a way that I thought I can get across an atmosphere just by using one word.
If I were to ask you, what would you do with yourself? If I were to tell you, would you just talk to yourself?
Yeah.
reading Minor Character, the book by Joyce Johnson about her life with Jack Kerouac, and I thought, this is autobiography, and it's really wonderful. I could have a go at this. So I did with Lost Weekend.
It took a lost weekend in a hotel Amsterdam, 24 gone years to conclude in tears. And the sickest joke was the price of the medicine. Are you laughing at me now? May I please laugh along?
Nearly all of the songs on the LP are character portraits, or a portrait of a couple of characters, or a picture of a scenario, and it's very much the way my style has evolved into being somebody who likes to just create an atmosphere within a song, or create a character that somebody can actually understand. And I suppose that is the style that runs through it. There's a melancholia that runs through quite a lot of it as well.
It's a heartless world, and it's a thoughtless, heartless world. Oh, James, oh, you're a terrible child. Hide yourself away, hide yourself. Accommodation with a view and window seat. You swear she really is the best thing that you have ever seen. But your heart is in the wrong place. Cover your face and despair yourself away. To be a saint, and you're impossible, James.
And I might write a song, it won't sound anything like I originally conceived it to sound. Usually it will be changed to accommodate the various members of the group, and usually, well, I can't think of an occasion when a song has got worse. They always sound a lot better once the group play them. The group are quite happy, I think, to work in the situation they're at the moment. They're always throwing ideas at me, tunes, and quite often Neil will write a tune and I'll say, oh, I could definitely put some vocal melody over that. Sometimes he'll even write the vocal melody himself as well. And then what I usually do is I get my own back on them and I go away and change their tunes in order to accommodate my vocals. And so it's a two-way thing. It's a wonderful arrangement. She said she'd throw herself off a bridge. To go to America and maybe go to Memphis and Chicago and actually see some blues, some gospel music performed. But I suppose you have to go to the churches in America to see it, really. One time I will have some time off, I will go and do a little bit of travelling in America, I think. Should you awake, dear, from your beauty sleep to buy your my skin.